Hello, I paged Dr. Beat due to an emergency. But stuff still happened. So what's up? A near record-breaking data breach. We didn't quite break the record, but we got close. I know you're all really hoping for an even bigger data breach, but only 2.9 billion people just had their data leaked, which is just shy of Yahoo's 3 billion person data leak in 2013. A company called National Public Data, which is actually called Jericho Pictures Inc., has a business of background checks. How do they do these background checks? Well, they scrape your information from anywhere that they can find, despite you giving them permission. Then they save it. Then they sell it as a background check product. Like, specifically, they're pulling data from anywhere they can, including private spaces where you didn't, you know, give permission. What kind of data, you ask? Oh, Thank you for that layup. Names, social security numbers, addresses, the whole shebang. It's kind of all of it. It's like a cornucopia of personally identifiable information. Real quick, I feel like I glossed over it just a bit. What? Like, I want to be clear, this is not a unique business model. This is not the only company that does this by any means. But they do this. And a hacker group hacked them and then posted their stuff on the internet for, like $3.5 million. We could just pool our money together and buy it if you want. Y'all down for that? I would love to just have 2.9 billion social security numbers just on hand, just for funsies. I could probably guess a few of them. Anyway, they're being sued by a guy whose data was among the 2.9 billion people. He was alerted by a data monitoring service. And he was like, what? Why? What? So he's suing them for money. And he's also suing them so that they stop doing this. Or at the very least, stop storing unencrypted personal information in sort of one big dump. Like, what? Hey guys, great business idea. We're gonna scrape a bunch of data off the internet that no one asked us to do, and then we're gonna store it just kind of in one spot. Encryption? Never heard of it. Anyway, there's nothing that anybody could have really done to prevent getting owned by this leak. There do exist services out there that can like scrub your data from data brokers and whatnot. They're not a silver bullet. They can help. But the actual solution is to have a robust set of legislation to prevent this, or said another way, to come down so hard it would be unimaginable to recover when something like this happens. Like, it's truly wild to me. Like, I know, like, I am an internet boy, right? I get it. I know how much of this stuff is just happening constantly. And also, it still blows my mind. Anyway, I guess delete your internet service provider and computer. I have a confession. I have worked for multiple tech companies that are based in San Francisco. I've always been a remote employee, but most notably, I have to check every time that I try to spell San Francisco. It's the S's and the C's, they just fuck me right up. But I might not have to care for much longer because a bunch of companies have been moving out of San Francisco. Like, for a long time they've been doing this. Most recently, Elon Musk was like, hey, we're gonna close down the San Francisco office of Twitter and move to San Jose, which is like an hour away. Real huge moves happening. And like, he has his own motivations. Those motivations are mostly he hates the libs. But there's been a lot of other companies that have been trying to pull out of San Francisco, and it's kind of annoying why. I want to be super clear. San Francisco is a rad city. I've been there a bunch of times. There's wonderful people, amazing art, excellent culture, and just a lot of natural beauty. There's also, there's like sea lions. Are they sea lions? There's like sea lions, and they're pretty fun. But also, San Francisco very famously catered to a bunch of tech bros a little too hard and kind of tanked their entire like housing situation. And they just kind of kept catering. And there was so much money coming in that they were like, this is fine. Okay, maybe we should actually tax them and legislate just a little bit. And then very suddenly, all of the tech companies were like, what? No! Quite literally, one of the reasons that tech companies are like beefing with San Francisco is there's now rules around having gourmet tier cafeterias built into your office space so that your workers never leave the office and never patron the surrounding businesses. You know, that thing that society does. Let's have a whole bunch of rich people come into the city and stay in the office for 12 hours and then leave and never do anything else, as opposed to like having a functional society where people like walk around and do things. Now you might be thinking, well, that's their right. You know, that's the tech company. They've got the money. They want to treat their employees well. It's all about trying to bring people in. It's actually just about keeping people in the office. It is not rare for a tech company to serve really amazing spreads for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Provided that you are in the office for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The number of people that I've had to explain that to is off the charts. Like, I've been in a cafeteria with a coworker, and they've been like, can you believe this? This is amazing. And I'm like, I mean, I can definitely believe it, because breakfast is served at, like, 6, and then dinner is served at, like, 6. That's a 12-hour day they're keeping you here for. I've never seen someone's brain break so thoroughly. Anyway, there's been a long history of companies moving either just outside city limits or just kind of to another surrounding place around San Francisco, because San Francisco has already kind of run the course of good faith to all these tech companies. And as much as a lot of these tech oligarchs will be like, ah, no, we love regulation, we want to have responsible development, they don't. They don't want regulation. They want to be in the room where regulations are being made so that they can make them work for them. Anyway, if you want cheap office space, I know a place. This episode of Stuff Keeps Happening is sponsored by me. Hello, it's me, Endeavorance. Now is a great time to check out my merch store. Head to merchfrom.dev. and check out a bunch of new designs that just dropped last month, as well as a bunch of new items that you can get right now. My personal favorite is the new Stuff Still Happened tee. It's got like text art of me holding my microphone, and the text is all of my different openers from Stuff Keeps Happening. And then at the bottom it says, but stuff still happened. It's a fun one. Sharing this show, checking out my merch store, and subscribing to my Patreon are three of the best possible ways to support the work that I am doing. So thank you very, very much. Let's move on. Can we go back, actually? Can we just talk more about the merch store? No? All right. Mr. Beast, you know where I'm going. You probably already know this. Let's talk about it. If you are somehow not aware of the insane controversy that's currently surrounding Mr. Beast, it's a doozy. And if you're somehow not aware of who Mr. Beast is, you live a blessed life. Now look, I'm not gonna lie, I've enjoyed some of this guy's videos in the past, but like, it's gotten increasingly obvious how gross it's getting. Mr. Beast is the most subscribed person on YouTube, and he's been fighting for that spot back and forth for a while, but he's got it right now. And his whole thing is these like really big challenges that people are pitted against each other in ridiculous games that ultimately result in someone getting paid. Essentially, game shows. That's kind of it. But they're also laden with a whole bunch of subscribe now and you'll enter a raffle to be in one of our videos. Or buy this specific shirt from our merch store and you'll have a chance at meeting me. And while doing all of this, very notably, his primary audience is literal children, like preteen. So he's already been out here getting some flack for like, hey, why are you doing lotteries to children? Like, that's not aight. And then over the past couple of weeks, things have just gotten way worse. It started with allegations of child grooming coming out about Ava, a longtime member of the Mr. Beast like core group, who was seemingly grooming children, having inappropriate conversations in Discords, seemingly with Mr. Beast knowing. But that kind of quickly took a backseat after a bunch of videos have come out from former Mr. Beast employees saying like, hey, this dude's a literal psychopath. They go over the absurd working conditions that they've been put in. They go over the rigged challenges that are actually being faked. They go over the non-rigged challenges that weren't faked, but put people through absolute hell. And then a lot of this is now coalescing around hundreds of accounts of horrendous conditions in a recent 2,000 person episode they were doing that was the start of a new Amazon TV series they're working on. The idea was that there was going to be 2,000 people all competing in this massive event. And the first episode would be 2,000 people with 1,000 people being eliminated, and those remaining 1,000 would go on to do the Amazon show, while that episode would be uploaded to Mr. Beast's YouTube channel as like promotion. But lo, it was awful. People were reporting that they weren't being fed, they weren't given new clothing, people were having seizures on the field. Eventually, people realized that during the games, bigger people could just beat the shit out of smaller people and not get in trouble. People were talking about not being fed for 20 plus hours. There's broken bones, people going to the hospital. So what do I have to say about why this happened? Well, a spokesperson said, quote, "The video was unfortunately complicated by the CrowdStrike incident, extreme weather, and other unexpected logistical and communication issues." I feel like if you're doing a thing with 2,000 human beings, you should have a handle on your logistics. I feel like if you're doing a thing with 2,000 human beings, With millions of dollars of prize money in play and backing from Amazon, you should probably have a handle on your logistics. Somehow I don't think CrowdStrike is the reason that large men were beating the shit out of small women and elderly people. But maybe I just don't understand technology all that well after all. This is all still kind of ongoing. There's more stuff coming out seemingly every day, and it's basically a reckoning for the old beastie. We'll see where it lands. Yikes-a-roni. That's where I would describe it in summation. Yikes-a-roni. Lightning round. Disney announced a whole bunch of new sequels because everything's a sequel now. But they're going to make Incredibles 3, Toy Story 5, and a bunch of other ones. I got some giggles because they announced the next Avatar movie. Not Airbender. Not that one. The other one. The blue one. And it's going to be called Fire and Ash. Just to make it even more confusing as to which Avatar we're talking about. A woman at Chicago's O'Hare Airport was found dead and tangled up in the baggage claim conveyor belt thing. There are ongoing investigations. It appears as though she may have wandered into like a restricted area. Don't mess with that stuff, y'all. That viral image of the Turkish sharpshooter at the Olympics who's just like hand in pocket holding out his gun. It's even more badass because now he's got a quote saying, "Storms were raging inside me." When that photo was taken. A Russian chess player may be facing a lifetime ban after being caught spraying a mercury-based poison on her opponent's board before a match. We got a new Banksy. It's a goat. Right before the closing ceremonies for the Paris Olympics, a dude tried to climb the Eiffel Tower. It sparked like an evacuation in the immediate area and a delay of ongoing events. He's fine. They got him. I don't know how far up he got, but well done, guy. A house exploded in Maryland, killing one person and injuring several others, damaging nearby houses. Investigations are ongoing into what happened. If you have gas lines, please make sure they're inspected and handled properly. That's like my biggest fear. And finally for today, Jack Black has confirmed that Tenacious D will return after they broke up seemingly temporarily after Kyle Gass made a joke about Trump's assassination. Because we love the D, and so does Jack Black. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and my application for being the new band member of Tenacious D. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well. Hello there, listener. This is Endeavorance with my post-episode talk. I should just like make this a part of the whatever. It's a secret. We're here together, and no one else knows that we're here. Shh, keep it quiet. Don't keep it quiet. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and don't forget to consider leaving a review or a like or sharing this with your friends. The other thing I wanted to mention is that if you were not aware, I am currently building a brand new tabletop role-playing game called Proscenium. You can learn all about it at proscenium.game. I am working to make something that's going to help people tell fun stories with their friends in an approachable and easy-to-learn way. This is an ongoing project, and I would love your support. So consider checking out proscenium.game, and if you're interested, consider supporting the project. There will be a link in the show notes. Thank you. Take care. Talk to you soon.